Do you have any kids?
Yes, they're all in liquid form.
What does that mean? Like,
they haven't been produced.
Oh. That was really funny. Sorry.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Oh. I just didn't get it. That's all. I'm sorry.
I like you.
Okay.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. Oh, my God. Yo, wait. It wouldn't be a return back without me acting a fool and not acting like I don't know what to do. And I'm sitting here acting a fool trying to figure out what the hell is going on. Little did I know that I turned the damn mute button on my damn mic. What's going on, everybody? And welcome back to another edition, another installment, a new episode, you feel me, of your favorite entertainment news podcast on these beautiful streets. You feel what I'm saying? The Opinionated Brothers is back. We back for another year, baby. Yes, sir. Listen, be sure to make sure that you like, comment, subscribe. We are now available on Patreon. Again, all long form video content such as this one will be on our Patreon. Now, it's free, of course. It'll be on the free tier. Every long form video content pretty much that we've done on our YouTube channel, Epic Echo Productions, will be coming over to the Epic Echo Productions Patreon page full time, same format, same style. What we'll be end up doing is literally sitting here just putting clips on my personal YouTube channel. So make sure that you go there, Tyronza D. Hicks on YouTube. Make sure that you tap in, subscribe, like, comment, share. We appreciate that, and we love y'all for it as well. We'll have links in our description when the episode drops as well. Listen, y'all, hey, I missed you. I missed y'all, man. What's going on? What's happening? What's cracking, lacking? What's shaking and baking? We in 2025. Shout out to 2025. We made it into 2025. Listen, I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful that we made it into 2025. You know, rest in peace, and giving my condolences to those who did not. You know, it's been a crazy 2024, man. It's been a crazy 2024, but I'm glad that we made it. I'm glad that we're here. We're back. You understand what I'm saying? A lot of shifting, a lot of changes, still shifting and changes going on. But I'm excited to be back. I'm excited to be here with you guys. And thank y'all so much. First of all, give yourselves just some love. You feel what I'm saying? And some hand claps. Yeah. Because you deserve it. Thank y'all for continuing to listen to us while we were on break. Thank y'all continuing to, you know, shout us out and give us love. We appreciate y'all. We love y'all. And we thank y'all. We're back. And I'm excited. Today, we have a full slate of stuff to talk about. Today, we have a full show packed, ready to go. I'm excited. We have probably Cousin Scrap coming in a little later. We're going to get into some things. But right now, I want to talk about our clip of the week that we just played, right? our clip of the week I just played was from the infamous Pop Your Balloon show. Shout out to the lady who continues to do that. And here's the thing. I know a lot of people try to come at her head in the comments and everything. Like, why is she continuing to do the show and everything like that? Well, actually, she kind of brings on wholesome individuals who have something going for themselves. It be the women or the men who have the balloons that are popping. You understand what I'm saying? That really don't get or maybe don't have any level of common sense or sense of common to understand what they want in a mate. So it's not on her. It's on them. And what from that point, from that video and others, it's just like, Lord have mercy. This is just crazy. So that's our clip of the week right there. Check out her content. It's hilarious, right? It really is. But some people we find in love. Some people we find in love. So shout out to them. Listen, we have, like I said, we have a full slate. Before I get into, and maybe I should wait, but I don't want to. To a degree, I really don't. I kind of just want to get this out the way because y'all see what I'm wearing, right? Y'all see the hat that I'm wearing. If you don't, if you're the listening audience right now, I am wearing a Detroit Lions hat. And my heart was broken. My heart was broken yesterday, last night, 8 o'clock, as I'm watching the Washington Commanders decimate and destroy the Detroit Lions. I mean, it was from quarter one to quarter four. It was a complete decimation, a whole team decimation. Okay, from start to finish. Right? Now, Jared Goff is a veteran, a good, great veteran quarterback. A lot of people would not call him elite. A lot of people will sit here and say, Jared Goff is not an elite quarterback. He's not. He threw five picks or had five turnovers and still won against Houston. Right? This was not the day to have three picks, a fumble, and a Jameson Williams turnover slash fucking pick and interception. Like, what the hell? What are we doing? Now, Ben Johnson is the master of the trick plays. But in the moment where Jaden Daniels does not look phased at all, every time they pointed that damn camera to Jaden Daniels, and this is what I said to one of my coworkers at work, I said, I'm scared of Jaden Daniels because that man looks poised. He don't let nothing rattle him, and I'm scared. And that's exactly what the fuck happened. Every time he sat down on that damn sideline, that man was looking like, all right, what's the next play? What are we doing next? What's happening next? Our defense couldn't stop a goddamn cold. Now, of course, our defense is damn near taped up trying to hold something together. But I'm thinking to myself, if we can sit here and hold Minnesota, who I know the Washington Commanders are a little better than in the scheme of things, the quarterback is better than, you know, the Washington Commanders quarterback is better than Minnesota's quarterback. But I'm thinking to myself, this is Aaron Glenn we're talking about. You can at least hold these guys to at least 28 because I understand the offense that is Jaden Daniels and the fucking Washington Commanders. This is why I wanted the Vikings. Because the Washington Commanders were the sneaky team of the league to get into the playoffs. And I've always said, when playoffs come, the regular season don't fucking matter. It is playoff football, playoff basketball, playoff hockey, playoffs, all that shit. That the regular season don't fucking matter. It's about how you show up. And the fact that the first drive we didn't get nothing in. We got some points on the board. Then we make a fumble. Literally at damn near at the end zone. Then we throw in picks here, picks there. We having trick plays, damn picks, having Jameson Williams sit here and act like he fucking Tom Brady.
Trash.
God damn.
Like, what are we doing? What are we doing? My girl come home and she like, babe, you okay? I'm stressed the fuck out. I gotta go to bed with a broken heart.
Trash.
I was sad. Do you hear me? I was sad as hell. You would have thought somebody died. The whole state, if you saw that game yesterday, the whole motherfucking stadium, that whole fucking stadium sat there and they didn't have, you saw line again, 15-2, amazing regular season. In the grand scheme of things, yes, We had a fantastic season under Dan Campbell and the Three Musketeers, Dan Campbell, Aaron Glenn, Ben Johnson. In the grand scheme of things, yes. Would we have loved to get to the Super Bowl and maybe have won this? Abso-fucking-lutely. Was this the team to do it? Abso-fucking-lutely. But were we plagued by injuries? Abso-fucking-lutely. We were sitting here with 18 players on IR with, I mean, Amik Robinson goes down. It was so much that was going on. But again, this is Aaron Glenn that I'm thinking about. Our defense couldn't stop a cold. We like, if Dan Campbell got to tell the defense to tackle, you're not doing your damn job.
Trash!
And it was so many times where I'm like, tackle! Put him down! Thirty-one was your score. Washington Commanders are going to the NFC Championship. I take nothing away from the Washington. The Washington Commanders came in that bitch and did what they needed to do. They came in there and they did what they needed to do. Jaden Daniels, 299. Over about, 50, 60 yards rushing. The man had damn near 350-plus yards of total offense. The defense. I have to give. Because here's the thing. We have to give praise to the Washington Commanders defense, bro. I got to sit here and eat it. That Washington Commanders defense went bonkers yesterday. They went crazy. Crazy. That was the catalyst. And again, this ain't the fucking Houston Texans. Do y'all get what I'm saying? And this ain't the regular season. This is the playoffs. One game will decide if your ass go to the championship or your ass go to Cancun. And obviously, we going to Cancun. I'm not going to Cancun. I got to go to work. I was sick, man. It's not what it's again, it's not more so that we lost, it's how we lost. Jared Goff, I believe you to be an elite quarterback. A lot of people may not believe that, but I do. And I think you showed that over this season. Even with those five picks, when it came to the Texans, you still managed to come away and do something to make it happen. Brother, this wasn't the game to have that type of game. This wasn't the day. Yesterday wasn't the day. It wasn't. And I'm like, you've been in the pressurized moments. You know what these moments look like. You've been here before. Now, the Detroit Lions have never had the one seed and the home field advantage. So, first time for everything. But at the same time, Jared Goff, we look to you as the leader. And to a degree, you let us down. I was so sick. I'm like, you know what? Because here's my thing. We don't fumble the ball. That's a score. We don't get these three picks. That's 21 points on the board. Again, I knew this was going to be a shootout. This was not going to be a defensive battle. This was going to be a shootout. It was just that the Washington Commanders defense knew exactly where to be, how to be, and what to be at the time they needed to do it, and they killed it. And we could not come back from it. Shout out to the Washington Commanders. They go into the NFC Championship. They will be facing either the Rams or the Eagles. At this point in the game, I'm looking at the Rams like, shit. Upset alert. Upset fucking alert. Upset alerts everywhere. Because I think the Washington Commanders beating the Detroit Lions has shocked the world. If the Rams beat the Eagles, that's another one. Because now you just have these two teams who people say, yeah, they can make the playoffs and maybe they can make the championship. But now I don't think the expectations were that high for these two teams, especially when it comes to the Commanders and Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels, I mean, from all of what the football experts and football commentators have said, best rookie season of all time. Don't let this man sit here and sneak his ass up into the Super Bowl. Whoa. Rookie quarterback versus potentially a Lamar Jackson, a Patrick Mahomes, or a Josh Allen? Yikes. That's going to be crazy. But I just had to get that off my chest real quick because I was sick and I was hurt. But let's get into it. Clown. Or you know what? Let's do MVP of the week real quick. Let's go there. MVP of the week real quick. Michelle Obama. Michelle said, "I'm gonna stand ten toes." Okay. When I'm out the White House, I'm out the White House. That don't mean I gotta talk to you, like you, see you, speak to you, do whatever I need to do. Now, this comes after Michelle Obama was not present for the funeral of former President Jimmy Carter. And a lot of uproar was uproaring in a sense, especially because you saw Donald Trump and Barack Obama sitting next to each other having a conversation. You did see Kamala Harris and, you know, Vice President Kamala Harris and President Joe Biden, of course, sitting in front of them. So, you know, it was a whole uproar. Like, what is Barack and Donald Trump talking about? I'm like, what do you mean? This is like, we got to stop acting like politics ain't politics. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to stop acting like politics don't be politicking. This is still politics. These are former presidents. Do you not understand they're part of the same circle, even if they're on different wings? They're a part of the same bird. So, yeah. But Michelle, like, oh, no. No, I don't want to show up. Now, a lot of people are like, well, it's not about you or yada, yada, yada. Well, first of all, were you there? I don't think Michelle Obama has to show up to Jimmy Carter's funeral. Oh, well, that looks tacky. So the fuck what? Sorry? Not sorry. I don't want to see y'all. I don't want to see Trump. I don't want to see Joe. Heck, I don't even want to see Ms. Harris. I don't want to see none of y'all. I'm going to stay at home. Produce my shows. Get this money. I'm not about to worry about what y'all got going on. My husband can do what he do. I'm going to do what I do. Now, that don't mean we not married and we not happy. We doing that. I'm not speculating nothing. I'm not saying nothing. But what I am saying is y'all have to stop thinking that people are going to sit here and just be okay with faking the funk. Like, faking the funk got to stop. Like, I'm not about to sit here and smile in your face just because we had a funeral. I've seen people do worse at funerals. Trust and freaking believe me. I've seen people do worse at funerals. So what are we saying? So it's to a degree like y'all mad at Michelle for what? For what? Cause she want to sit here and not make a funeral. Hell, there's a lot of y'all that don't make funerals. Hell, there's a lot of y'all that pop up to funerals and be acting a damn fool.
Trash.
And y'all the same ones coming at her head. So let's stop that. Let's stop that. And let the woman be great. Period. Point blank. All right. Now, let's get to our clown of the week. Clown of the week. There was a store called 4-5 Cookies. Right? And this cookie spot, it's not too far from where I work, right? And I ordered some cookies for some of my coworkers, and, you know, we had a nice Friday, and, you know, I was like, let's get some cookies, right? So I go get some cookies, and they don't close till 4, right? And if you know me, I do like great cookies, right? I've told y'all, Levain here in New York City has really become my favorite bakery. They are amazing. Like, their cookies are divine, and I will definitely pay the $5. So 4 or 5 cookies charges about $7 to $8 per cookie. What the fuck? Right, exactly. Crazy work, right? Crazy work. $8 for a cookie. Okay, cool beans. Whatever. I've paid 5. Cool. Your cookies better be immaculate, though. All right? So I order specifically 3 chocolate chips and a s'mores, right?
Okay.
Now I order this online. I get there and I say, hey, I have a pickup for Ty. And they look around. I look around. And of course, y'all know I'm observing this, as you know what. I'm observant, right? So I'm looking around and I see that there's no boxes of anything made yet. So I'm like, okay, so they haven't made anything yet. So the first thing that comes to my mind is, y'all don't have what I need. And lo and behold, man comes over to me and says, yeah, we don't have any chocolate chips or s'mores at the moment. I said, so are y'all not going to make any more cookies? This man sits here and tells me straight to my face, nah, we're not going to make no more.
What the fuck y'all? God damn! God damn! God damn!
I wanted to look in that man and slap the... I wanted to slap the taste out of his mouth. To be completely honest with you. First of all, it's 2 o'clock in the damn afternoon. If y'all don't take your lazy sons of somethings asses back there and make a damn batch of cookies. I sat here and was like, I'm like, what is happening? What is going on? I said, all right. Okay. I said, all right. So the fact that I had to get different varieties of cookies, right? And I had to sit here and get different variety of cookies and sit here and get like 2 red velvets and a rainbow and an apple pie. They had one chocolate chip. I was so over them that I just gave all the cookies to my coworkers. I just said, here, just take them. I don't even want them. So then one of my coworkers sits here and says, yo, so I know you, have you calmed down from your rage from 4 or 5? Because you might be mad if I show you this. I said, what you mean? What you talking about? So when it comes to 4 or 5 cookies, their cookies are more like cake in the inside, right? And they have like a filling in the inside, right? And it's supposed to be kind of gooey-ish, right? Y'all, this man showed me the picture, and he had the damn cookie. He opened the cookie, and it was like a Hershey's Kiss inside the damn cookie. I said, are y'all serious? Levain would never. I said, I'm never going back. Hear me when I say that if you are in New York City, in the area of 42nd Times Square, wherever, do not take your ass to 4 or 5 cookies.
Trash!
Okay? Since they don't want to sit here and make cookies during the day, they want to sit here and be lazy. Huh? Because I close at 4, you order cookies at 1:30, 2 o'clock. I don't want to make no more cookies. Boy,
trash!
You get paid to make coffee, other stuff that's on the menu. You better have what I order. That's it. That's not an establishment that I or anybody else who has a common mind or sense would want to go back to. That's crazy. That's ridiculous. Levain would never. And I've been to Levain many of times. I've been to bakeries many of times. And they will never sit here and say, yeah, we can't make that right now. All I hear is, hey, can you come back in about 10 minutes? We'll have that fresh out the oven. What are we talking about? But y'all got it. Y'all got it. Clownery. Big trash. Big trash. All right. What else is on the list? Let me see what else is on the list. Well, TikTok. Let's talk about it. TikTok is gone. How do I say goodbye to what we have? The good times that made us laugh, I will remember. I thought we had to see tomorrow, but it has gone away, and it's so hard to say goodbye to the tick of a time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate y'all so much. I appreciate y'all. I'm here on the weekends. I'm here on the weekends. Listen, man, I don't know why everybody keep crying over this shit. I done seen too many I done seen too many tears. Like, I mean genuine tear. I mean like crying. I mean like my lifestyle. My lively. And I'm like, I didn't know it was that deep. I didn't know it was that deep. Like, I didn't know people were making millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars from TikTok. And I'm being funny and facetious, but I'm like, I'm being serious at the same time. Like, it's just so weird. Y'all gonna cry when Instagram go down too? Are y'all gonna cry when all the social media and streaming platforms probably go out of style? I'm sorry. I just come from the era of MySpace and Bebo and Black Planet and Vine, you know what I'm saying? And early Facebook days, and you know what I'm saying? All the wacky social media pages that already had your data, already, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that. Like, y'all crying over spilled milk to me. All the social media sharing platforms, the fan bases, the Twitches of the world, the Instagrams, the Snapchats, all of them. I'm like, y'all crying over the tick of the tox. Now, it's funny because I use CapCut personally. So the fact that CapCut left, I said, damn, I actually like that shit. Yeah, take that bitch. Take this. I said, just take TikTok. You have, but I didn't know that the same company that owned TikTok owned CapCut. I said, oh, that makes some sense. But then there's some more developments in the story, right? There's more developments in the story. So, hold on, y'all, because I'm trying to see why my boy can't get up in the, why my guy Scrap can't get it got it stuck here. I don't know why my guy Scrap can't get up in the session, but they not letting my guy up in the session. But here's the thing. You know, President-elect Trump is about to get sworn in, right? And so with that, that means that now TikTok may or may not be, they say this is a temporary ban. So we'll see what happens if Trump, you know, brings it back in a sense and has his cabinet bring it back. Again, the tears is crazy. the crying over this is nuts. I'm like, this is social media we're talking about. And if you were making millions and 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 millions of dollars, then maybe. And maybe if it was a significant part of your income, then maybe. But if you don't have the versatility to be versatile on all platforms, then I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. Go back to Instagram. You know, Instagram's still there. Snapchat's still there. Twitch is there. Fan base is there. Hey, you got them. Don't cry over spilled milk. Let's get into, let's see what I want to get into next. I really want to get into, I really want to talk about my first ball drop. I did experience my first ball drop in NYC. That was it. Do I have it? Let's see if I can find it. Let me see if I can show y'all real quick. Show y'all my little crystal. My little crystal. Got a little crystal. My little ball crystal. You know what I'm saying? This is from the 2009 ball, if y'all can see it. If I can see that, yeah. 2009 ball drop. It was really, really a dope experience to experience that firsthand. Got a little emotional. Definitely got a little emotional. I was like, oh my gosh, why did I get a little emotional? You know, they're playing Frank Sinatra, New York, New York. You know what I'm saying? So that was, huh? Oh, love you, baby. So literally it was great. It was great. It's a great experience, great time. Had fun. Crowded as hell. It rained for a minute. So that was crazy. Got to see TLC. That was hype. That was super hype. Got to see TLC. So that was love. But yeah, man, that was a total great experience that I would definitely do again. So yeah, it was a phenomenal experience. And listen, I got a crystal out of it. So, you know, I'll probably frame it, you know, put it on a wall or something like that. You know what I'm saying? You know, maybe a keepsake for my kids one day, you know what I'm saying? But great experience. Too many people though, down there. And a lot of y'all gotta stop with the pushing and the shoving, because listen, y'all not going nowhere. You're stuck. It's over. You understand what I'm saying? So stop sitting here trying to push and shove everywhere. Like, it just be ridiculous. Just too ridiculous sometimes. All right. Let's see. We're trying to get scrappy in here, but I don't know. I don't know what's going on. We don't know what's going on. We don't know what's going on. Scrap might not make an appearance. And that's okay, y'all. That's okay. All right. So I really want to get into a little bit. I wanted to talk a little bit about Cam and Mace with scrapping them, but I might leave that for the Patreon. So we'll leave that for the Patreon for when it comes to Cam, Jim Jones, and Mace. We'll leave that for the Patreon. The Ball Brothers have dropped a new track that has brought people back to the 2000s. Shall we play it? Shall we play it? Let's see if we can play it real quick. Let's see if we can play it real quick. Let's see. Hold on. Hey, listen. The song is nice. The song is fire. I'm not gonna sit here and lie to y'all. The song is fire. I bang with the song. He can't rap for real, but you know, it's a bop. It's a massive bop. Now, Def Jam, I don't know if Jello or Def Jam sat here and said this, but it was reported that Def Jam signed him to a $13 million deal, or, you know, $8 million guaranteed and everything like that. From what I've been hearing from a lot of music experts, people in the industry, what it looks like, you know, the music industry is in shambles, and you can hear it in just some of the music. And you can see some of your favorite artists have not been putting out a lot of music, trying to just focus on, you know, their own thing right now. You understand what I'm saying? So it's very interesting. You know, $13 million may be wrong, may be right. I don't know. I'm not in the music industry. However, I will say that if this song has some legs, then maybe. But, you know, we'll see. It is a bop. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I don't know if it's a $13 million bop. But, hey, get your money. I ain't mad at you. Shout out to them. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Ball Brothers getting their bag. I'm not mad at that at all. What else we got? Let's talk about these wildfires in California and how the insurance companies, the Aflacs of the wait, well, not the Aflacs, the State Farms, the Geicos, the Allstates, all the big four have just ghosted California.
Trash.
Now I got my own conspiracy theories, and I think I'll save them for the Patreon. But I will say this. I will say this. You don't let people renew on their fire insurance in those areas. And then a fire happens. No, I'm sorry. Let me back up. The mayor doesn't renew or give or doesn't renew the fire department's like water, you know, money that goes towards bringing in the water, right? And then I guess there was a reserve that was in Canada that could have definitely helped California when it comes to water. And we've known California to have some dry ass days in very various parts of California and Los Angeles. I've definitely heard about that. So when we think about it, when you think about dryness, wind, come on now. Y'all don't have water. The mayor doesn't approve of putting more funding towards the fire departments. The big four and the insurance companies don't sit here and let people renew on their fire insurance, because Lord and behold, y'all have damn near whole damages going on right now, and y'all don't want to sit here and pay that money. Boy, companies kill me. You want to sit here and take it, but when some real crisis shit happen, you done ghosted me. You ghosted me. So now I'm looking boo-boo in the foo. Now I'm looking doo-doo in the face. Now I'm looking crazy. Mad crazy. And then, allegedly, there was in talks of a smart city being built in 2028. In those same areas, possibly. Again, allegedly. But yo, again, we're talking about, and a lot of people are trying to chuck this up to, oh, these aren't million-dollar people homes, and these aren't celebrity homes, and everything like that. For me and to me, I don't give a damn if it's the janitor's house, who done worked his ass off all his life to get that damn house. That's somebody's house. Somebody's home. And yes, there were some million-dollar homes that were destroyed. They don't gotta be fucking celebrities. And some of them were. So it shows to me the insensitivity in a lot of us. Like, we are so programmed for the negative. And again, I'll say it again. To the mayor, everybody talking about, oh, y'all don't want the, y'all talking about the mayor and stepping down like, oh, she the mayor of Los Angeles. She, listen, I understand people want to defend her, and that's cool. That's perfectly fine. Defend her. Cool beans. The fact of the matter is when you came off that plane and that reporter was asking you what he was asking you, you sat there and said nothing. A peep. Nothing. You said nothing. So what do we expect? We're going to sit here and assume. We're going to probably make asses of ourselves because you said nothing. You didn't say no comment. I'll explain later in a conference. In a press conference, you didn't say none of that. You looked guilty. The governor looks guilty. No water and fire hydrants. Insurance companies have not sat here and been helpful. And there's still fires going on. So please donate to wherever you can, the Red Cross. You know, we put a little money aside to donate. Please donate. Do what you got to do. And to those families and everybody out there, my hearts and prayers and condolences. Because that's really fucked up. How don't you let people renew their insurance? And then again, the shit that blow me is, how don't y'all have water in the fucking fire hydrants? It's fucking fire hydrants for a reason. Oh, Lordy. Lord have mercy. My heart breaks for California, man. It really does. All right. I'm going to leave y'all off with this. Topic of the week. It was more so about Drake versus LeBron. But then more developments over the weekend have come out. And I'm going to just put it to y'all like this. I'm going to just say it like this. Because I'm really getting tired of Mr. Drizzy Drake himself. I don't want no fans coming at me saying, Ty, you being too hard. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You sound crazy. No, your man sound crazy. Your man's look crazy. Now, I said from the get-go, and Kendrick said from the get-go, hey, chill out with all the family talk. Because if you take it there, then I'm going to take it there. Now, it's funny how a lot of folks in the Drake camp are forgetting that your mans took it there first. And see, in a lot of instances like this, sometimes you can dish it, but you can't take it. And I told y'all, he was that guy. Especially when it came to Kendrick fucking Lamar. He took it there. Kendrick took it further. Took it so far that now you're ready to sue. Not just him, but you're ready to sue UMG, Spotify. You're ready to sue Kai Cenat and all the streamers. You're ready to sue everybody and their mama. Because why? You lost a rap battle? And I mean, you lost in the worst of ways. Yes, you lost. You put your gun on the table and you lost. You have an academics crash out about LeBron and his possible alleged cheating expeditions in Toronto with you. That's some sucker shit. I'm just letting you know that now. That's really some sucker shit. Because I know I got a lot of shit on people. And I'm just like, I would never sit here in my wildest dreams and sit here and expose that just randomly. You understand what I'm saying? On people that I don't like and on people that I like. And people that I could never see again. But I'm never about to sit here and I don't have the time nor the patience nor the energy to do no shit like that. That's how I know academics is a crash out. And he love him some Aubrey Graham. The one thing we know about DJ Academics is he gonna love him some Aubrey Graham. Boy, he gonna love him some Aubrey Graham. He gonna go to the fire for some Aubrey Graham. Do you hear me? And the fact that he will just crash out for Drake is nuts to me. Drake over here suing this, suing that, suing this, suing that. I seen Kazana post a little his video about it. Like, what the fuck am I getting sued for? You mad because I posted the damn? You mad because I reacted? Nick, bro, if you gonna be mad at all the content creators, and there are thousands to damn near hundreds of thousands of them. So you gonna be sending a cease and desist to a lot of folks. Hell, I might get one my way. I might get one my way. And to you, we live over here. We little itty bitty 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 company. But it, even in the grand scheme of things, bro, the fact that you are sitting here literally suing for things that you have done is nutty, Professor, to me. I don't think he recovers. He will never recover from this. I'm sorry, especially when it comes to hip hop, what that entails, and especially when it comes to black culture and what that entails. I think we've seen enough beefs or heard of enough beefs, seen documentaries of documented rap beefs to understand that lawyers don't get involved unless it go, you know, guns on the table, for real, for real. But rap beefs is stick to the pen, and that the pen is it. Now, we may have some jabs here and there, boom, 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 but it's to the pen and the pen only. Now you're taking it to the lawyers? Excuse me. You taking it to the lawyers now? Oh, you that mad? Oh, I done rattled you that much. I have rattled you that much. All I did was make a song. All I did was sit here and tit for tat you. And that has rattled you so much to the point where in damn near 6 months plus, you have, you can say, fallen off a little bit. And you're suing everybody. You mad at this one, that one. Mad at everybody for not having your back. You mad at DeMar DeRozan. You mad at LeBron James. You know, you mad at everybody who was at the pop-up show. You mad at the Super Bowl. You just trying to flex your little power everywhere, but you're fine. I think you're understanding and realizing that, Drake, as much as you may think that you have a lot of power, and you may just have a lot of power, that does not supersede the powers that actually be. And we have to just call a spade a spade. The powers that be probably want you out of whatever that is. Kendrick was just a massive blow and a massive assist to what they had and a massive blow to you. That just opened the floodgates for everything. And now you saw them. So what? They pushed a record. So what? Spotify pushed the record. So what? Amazon pushed the record. Hell, Amazon Music still be pushing the record. So what? They push your records. You wasn't mad when they pushed your records. You wasn't mad. You wasn't sitting here trying to sue nobody when they was doing the shit for you. Oh, now that is it's defaming me. It's defaming me. Everywhere I go, it's defaming me. Oh, Mr. Graham, Mr. Graham, Mr. Graham. And you know what? This will go into my message of the week. Think before you speak. I think Aubrey Graham understands that now because he went up against a better lyricist and a better rapper in Kendrick Lamar. But my message of the week is literally think before you speak. I want to use this Drake thing as an example. Because sometimes when somebody tells you to don't take it there, we have to have common sense and listen. Sometimes you don't need to take it there. Sometimes you just need to leave it where it is. And sometimes you need to take the high road and just be what that is. Because you don't want to be like Drake in a situation where now you are embarrassed to walk around in every spot, in every city, in every hood, in every place that you go to, and you are not looked at as the same Drake. They may fake it in your face. They may try to, fake the funk. But you are not the same person that you were when you sat here and made these statements when somebody told you not to do that. Again, we have to have discernment and we have to have common sense, the first, the second, and the third. We have to make sure that we are understanding that we're not pushing people's buttons. Because if we push the wrong button, something might happen that might cause an abomination. I.e., Drake taking this L. And in an abomination, I do mean Drake feeling like this should not be happening to him. That's why we got these lawsuits. But again, avoid this. People who hear me, people who are listening, people who are watching. Avoid this type of behavior with discernment, common sense, and understanding that sometimes it is okay to just say, you know what? Let me not take it there. Take the high road and go on about your business. I'm telling you, you'll have a peaceful day. The more I get older, the more I understand of just taking the freaking high road. I have way too much. I have way too much to lose to sit here and be arguing with some peons. Okay. Or people who I feel are not at the level of where I am. I'm not about to do it. I did it. And it got tiresome. And then I said, I'm not doing it. I can't. For me to grow, for me to elevate, I can't worry about you. I have to continue to worry about me, what I got going on, what's in my circle, what's in my perimeter. So I tell everybody, continue to worry about what's in your perimeter. Worry about you and what you got going on. Focus on you. And have that discernment and that common sense. All right. Listen, I love y'all. Y'all be easy. Stay breezy. Cousin Scribe couldn't get in, but we'll figure that out for next show. I love y'all. Be sure to follow us on all social media platforms. Well, we're not on TikTok. You feel what I'm saying? So follow us on Facebook, Instagram. Epic Echo Pro, Epic Echo Productions. You can follow me, Tata Paga Tyranza, at Who Is Tyranza on Instagram and Who Is Tyranza on YouTube. That's where you can get these clips, shorts, and everything like that. Again, follow us on our Patreon. You can go to patreonrightnow.com, type in Epic Echo Productions, and there will be content there for you. Again, even if you are a free member, there is a 7-day free trial for all exclusive content that is on Epic Echo Productions right now. We do have some exclusive content there right now. So if you want to check it out, we do have a 7-day free trial. And then after that, it's $3 a month or $3 a month, right? Yep. $3 a month for exclusive content that we will be posting on a frequent basis. All right. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all. And this, of course, has been another one. Have a fantastic, fantastic week. Happy MLK Day. And we will see y'all on the next one. All right. We love y'all. Peace.